This is KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Welcome. Black Lives Matter. That phrase is on T-shirts worn today by about 2,000 local teachers. Some of these teachers also have lesson plans that deal with race and inequality. Here to tell you about that is our education reporter, Ann Dornfeld, who covered the event today. Hi, Ann.
How's it going?
It's good. You covered that event at the Highline School District today, not in Seattle. Why is that?
Well, I had planned to visit a handful of Seattle schools, but yesterday the district told me that they were not going to let media into buildings. They said that they didn't want to disrupt the learning. Luckily, I knew of a school in the Highline District that was also holding a Black Lives Matter in school day, so I spent the morning in classes there.
We also talked today with a spokesperson for the Seattle School District who didn't want to come on the air and talk about it. So I'm asking you, for listeners who don't know, what's behind this T-shirt wearing event today?
Last month, John Muir Elementary in South Seattle announced that its teachers were all going to wear Black Lives Matter shirts to school on the same day that several hundred black men planned to greet students with high fives at the school door, kind of a pep rally. The news spread to some conservative websites that have a national audience, and the day before the event, there was a bomb threat called into the school. So the district canceled the event, but it went on kind of in smaller numbers. A teacher at Hamilton Middle School asked teachers at her school if they'd like to wear Black Lives Matter shirts in solidarity with the Muir teachers in the school. And that plan spread throughout the district. When the teachers union voted to endorse a Black Lives Matter in school day, the district got on board, and so did the Seattle PTSA.
Have you talked to, speaking of PTSA, have you talked to parents and students about this teacher event?
Yeah. I think that most of the parents I spoke to were supportive. Some parents really wanted to know what was going on. They felt like they weren't hearing enough about what the curriculum was going to be. Initially, the plan was teachers would wear the shirts to school, but then it kind of grew into lesson plans designed to focus on race, issues of race and equity. And so some parents felt like there wasn't enough communication about what those lessons would include. And there's also some concern from some folks that Black Lives Matter doesn't just represent a sentiment, but represents a political organization they may or may not agree with the tactics of. So some folks were concerned that teachers were being too outwardly political. I spoke to the principal at White Center Heights that I visited today, and she said, yes, it's political, that the act of teaching is political, and that she doesn't want herself or her teachers to shy away from political issues when they matter so much to students.
Interesting. The act of teaching is political. Well, let's talk about the lesson plans that you mentioned. What do you know about what lessons are going along with this event?
Well, I'll tell you about who whose classes I visited today. I went to a first grade class. They were reading a bell hooks poem made into a kid's short story about the color of your skin and what that says or does not say about what's inside you. And the kids were discussing that. It was very sweet. One kid said that my skin is brown, but people don't know that inside my bones are white. It was sweet listening to their conversations. I also visited a fifth grade class where there was a lot of talk about police brutality. They were very concerned about the role of police in society and why do we have police if they're going to be shooting innocent people. So I think the teachers were really focused on different things in different classrooms. I know of a teacher who was creating films with his students. He's a middle school teacher and helping them find images and poetry related to the Black experience. So I think they're focusing on Black kids and people of color, but they're trying to make it relevant to all of their students.
So this is not a district-wide, grade-by-grade curriculum. It's very much up to the individual teacher?
Right, yeah. There were some curricula that were suggested, a long list for teachers to kind of go through and see what resonated with them or what really kind of fit into the context of their existing lesson plans.
We've been talking about the wearing of Black Lives Matter T-shirts today by hundreds, maybe a couple of thousand local teachers and the lesson plans that go along with it. Anything else you want to let us know about today's event, Ann?
Well, I'm going to have a feature this evening, so if parents want to know what was going on in their kids' classrooms, they can hear what I have at least one school.
Okay, we'll find out what happened today. And you know, we'd love to hear from you, too, you, the listener, about what your experience, whether you're a parent, a teacher, administrator, a student, an interested party. Let us know what you took away from today's event as the conversation filters through our region. Ann Dornfeld is KUOW's education reporter. Ann, thanks so much.
My pleasure.